We're getting an update from Clifford Connicom on chemtrails, and his website is a living laboratory for all of us to visit at any time we'd like. Connicom, C-A-R-N-I-C-O-M, Connicom.com. Now here's a quick story. We've all noticed that weather has been changing. We have a viable hypothesis tonight that we've talked about before on this program as to why the weather may be changing as much as it is. It certainly isn't right. And just watching those satellite pictures of so many storms in the Pacific Northwest move onshore and fall apart, even as they're hitting the shoreline, is a real clue, folks. Here's another interesting little tidbit, Clifford Connicom, that I thought I might toss in here. Not necessarily related, but who knows? Since 1990... the number of earthquakes worldwide has increased practically every year to a dramatic new level. In 1990, there were 16,612 earthquakes reported worldwide. In the year 2001, 23,625. Almost a 25% jump. Well, it would be just about a 25% jump. Or a 33% jump, if 3/8 still equal 24. There you go. So a 33% increase in the earthquakes worldwide. Are there more monitoring stations out there? Maybe, but I don't think so. This is a clear trend which has been in existence for now 12 years. So just another little factor that may or may not relate, Clifford.
Jeff, not exactly unrelated. In fact, what you have just brought up is something I'd like to try and introduce near the end of the discussion, if I can.
Sure.
And in fact, that's a very search that I made myself last night on that very topic.
Oh.
That I'll mention about. Same exact analysis. So my analysis, in conclusion, leads me to believe that the drought circumstances are an aggravated consequence of the aerosol operations, and that the aerosol operations, anyone claiming that they are acting as a shield against global warming, my analysis says that's an illusion. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You may have noticed in the news just today or so, there's a change in policy on the Bush administration, apparently, on the global warming, where they're sending a representative to the United Nations. And as I heard it stated, basically there was a statement to the effect that global warming is a reality. You know, quite a shift in policy, apparently.
Total shift.
That the policies of the United States are not going to change, and that there's nothing that we can do about it. That's how I heard it characterized. I haven't actually read the report. But it's the latter parts to me that are actually most interesting of that, that there's nothing we can do to change it and that we don't plan on changing our policies. Why would you do that? You know, and I'll just throw that out in context of what we have discussed previously. The next topic is one of filtration. And if folks want to wait until the EPA delivers them a report of particulate analysis in the air down to the fractional micron level that's truthful and honest, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're past the point of that now. and that people, they have to start taking measures themselves to attempt to preserve their health as best as can be done. What I have done in that pursuit, and which originally started, by the way, because of allergic responses that I was having. By the way, I was just listening to an ad right before we came on your station, you know, promoting allergy filters or medicine of some kind. I'm not sure, but this is a common thing also to look for, the increase in allergy advertisements and this type of thing. For
Just a quickie, I went to visit a doctor a year or so ago in the midst of heavy spraying where I was, and I said, I'll bet you've had a lot of patients and a tremendous increase in upper respiratory sinus problems in the last... How did you know? She said. How did you know that?
Right.
So,
and
they're all seeing it.
Right. And I have hopefully a short report on another doctor also, another medical person. So my conclusion, everyone else can determine their own conclusions in their own time. I'm simply doing the best that I can to provide information for people to act upon and make decisions as they see fit. My conclusion at this time is that I know, at least in part, what has been put into the air without our consent or involvement or participation in any way, that the material that is in the air is in part at least toxic, is very disturbing, even from the physical nature, just the size of the material alone, forget even toxicity, just the size of particulate matter alone is enough to cause you serious respiratory problems.
Just the physical size of it.
Sure, right. I mean, you can look at the charts. I have them on where the stuff lodges in your, you know, alveoli and respiratory system. Go ahead and look at it and see what happens if you breathe. Look at the stats on mortality directly related to increase in particulate counts. So it comes straight from the American Lung Association. Not easy to substantiate. I had a need to improve my my local air in my in my house, because I was developing allergic reaction and still have it. And me being a jury rigger at heart, I just wanted to try and come up with something that would help filter the air. If people have the means, they can go spend $300 for a HEPA filter, and buy three of them for the house or so, and that's fine. I don't have the means to do that, and I suspect a lot of other people don't also. So I jury-rigged a filter, and I won't go into great detail in it, other than it's very simple. It's nothing more than a box fan. You can buy them for $15. And then I bought a high-quality furnace filter, and I'm actually working with two different kinds now. You're after the highest quality furnace filter you can get, though. That's very important. We've already discussed the size of this material. And admittedly, whatever I'm talking about here may be a very poor substitute for a HEPA filter, but I still would contend that it is beneficial to our air in our living quarters. And if you'll take a box fan and strap a high-quality furnace filter, some of these filters are advertising down at the micron level, believe it or not. At least not a big difficulty, apparently, to get them down to the 5-micron level. And the one I'm working with right now is working with the 1-2-micron range. And it actually looks like it's being very effective very quickly. It's a paper filter versus this...
So the box fan is just the, about 18 inches, 20 inches on a side?
20 inches
floor.
Square. 20 inches square, right. And I just strapped, tape. It's the simplest thing in the world, but it's just what I did.
That's great.
You're just drawing air through the back of the box fan, out through this filter. The truth is in the results. And I have put photographs up there that show the results of collection through that filter for a six-week period.
How smart. That's just great.
I'm amazed by the photographs. I don't know about other people, but I'm absolutely amazed.
Put the filter on the back?
I put it on the front and draw the air through the back. In other words, the main part of the filtering unit faces the blades where the air is coming out.
Tape it on the front on the output side of the filter.
Yeah.
I mean, the fan.
And the air is feeding in through the back. And you can test this with some smoke. You can light a little paper with smoke. You can put a match in front of it. And you can test its effectiveness for the airflow.
Very smart.
It'll deflect a match a good 4 feet away easily, so there is definitely airflow through it. The photographs show what this thing collects. To me, it's absolutely astounding. I did this in the house. I have a separate page on that to show the photographs that say, hey, you're breathing this stuff, stop it. You know, whatever it takes, stop it. And that means filtering your air in your house. And in my case, unfortunately, the vast majority of the time, almost all the time, I do have to wear a mask outside. Now, I never would have envisioned that, but I wear a filter mask outside. Very self-conscious when I started it. But by the time we get done tonight, you know, I don't know how people want to deal with their reality, but I don't like what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. I don't like what I'm breathing, and I don't like the effect on my body, and I'm hoping that everyone else cares about their health as well. So that's what I did, and so this filter is available for people to look at, and you know, I'm sure it can be improved and will over time. But for, in other words, for 20, 30 bucks, call it, versus 300, you can get something going that hopefully will help you out to some extent. Mm-hmm. You get three of them in your house for 100 bucks versus 1,000 bucks.
Very smart. All right, excellent. Yeah. Good.
Okay, so this is a somewhat unexpected consequence of this, but what happened was a filter was built. I collected the material after 6 weeks. It astounded me. It was an indoor environment, and I noticed a lot of fibrous material in there, and I had to sort of trace that down. Actually, I went on some side studies that were fruitless but important to do involving fibers, and I had to convince myself that what I was finding would work with an outdoor filter, so I just held off talking about it. In fact, I had talked to you a couple months ago, but I wanted to follow the test through on an outdoor filter also, so I constructed the same thing and stuck it mm-hmm. outside. Mm-hmm. We're in a dry environment, so moisture is not a big consideration, mm-hmm. especially under the drought conditions. I ran it for outside for 6 weeks and collected the material there, and then I ran another one inside. So I had three samples all together of this filter over a six-week period, and my work subsequently was about attempting to analyze the material that was being collected in those filters.
Very good. Stand by, Clifford. We got music signifying a quick commercial break. We'll come right back and continue our conversation. Lots of email questions coming in. I don't know if we'll have a chance to get to them, but we'll give it a go. And do remember, you have a voice, and if you make enough noise, you may get the local media to do something, in which case the skies probably are going to clear up for a while. We've heard it before. We'll pause and be right back.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try All Natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Did you know that erectile dysfunction affects one out of every three men? That means that over 30 million American men experience either a mild or more severe form of erectile dysfunction, otherwise known as ED. Now there's a natural product available without a prescription to help relieve the symptoms often associated with ED, including poor performance during intimate moments. The product is called Argenix. Scientifically formulated with the most advanced research, Argenix contains a natural blend of ingredients essential for proper, healthy male function. Argenix helps to improve blood flow and stamina by delivering vital nutrients which can become depleted with age. If you're ready for real results, then order your supply of Argenix today. Visit us at Argenix.com. That's Argenix.com. Or call now to learn how you can get a free bottle with your order.
Call 1-800-538-4202. That's 1-800-538-4202. Burn the fat and block the carbs. Call 1-800-538-4202. Again, 1-800-538-4202.
Jeff Rentz continues in 60 seconds.
Are you losing your hair? Hi, I'm Jim Austin with an exciting new development in the treatment of hair loss. Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York.
The FDA has reported that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our center, we've developed Avacor, a natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicles and starts regrowing hair in balding areas. Avacor's DHT blocker is all natural, safe, and effective. In 6 years of clinical use by thousands of men and women, the Avacor system regrew hair on virtually everyone. We guarantee it. Stop DHT from ruining your life.
Call 800-601-6630. Now you can use this remarkable treatment risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 800-601-6630. That's 800-601-6630.
Right back with Clifford Carnicom talking about chemtrails tonight. And I wish I had a dollar for every email I've gotten over the years on this issue. We could really do some major publicity if somebody would sell us a space in one of these mainstream publications. But be that as it may or may not, Clifford, what about brain fog? How do the chemtrails, we understand the concept and the mechanics of causing respiratory distress. You've made that clear tonight and on former programs as well. What about the idea of the mental laxness? This, people call it a brain fog, short-term memory loss, you name it. We've got barium. We did have aluminum on the table. Are we still looking at aluminum as a possibility here?
Yes, it's on the list. It's on the list, although increasingly barium is just a increased focus with all the work in terms of amount and also toxicity. But all five of those elements that I mentioned, of which aluminum is one of them, is certainly one of the candidates. In fact, you know, people should know that there were a set of tests conducted by an environmental consultant on the East Coast. Those tests were conducted by EPA protocols. There is criticism of those tests also, as there usually is when any of this controversial information seems to come out. People can judge for themselves. I think the final tally from those results is that they were all positively identified. Barium was certainly of the greatest concentration as well as greatest concern.
Mm-hmm.
But all five elements were selected for identification based on quite a bit of additional research over the past 3.5 years. That's why the tests were done to begin with. It's expensive to do tests for unknowns. So five elements were suspected as candidates, five elements were tested for, five elements tested positive, with barium being the one that is of the greatest concentration and concern.
Got it.
Your question about effect on the brain, I'm not a medical doctor by any means, so I get to qualify myself or disqualify myself that way. However, I can speak from the gut and the heart, I guess, and everything that I do know and hear medically. And that is that heavy metals, period, are not good for the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it makes a whole lot of difference whether you're talking about aluminum or lead or barium.
Or any one of a number of them. Good
point.
I don't
know that it necessarily matters a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's heavy metal chelation is certainly something a lot of people are after and trying to utilize to improve their overall health. So, yeah, heavy metals of any kind.
In fact, that is one of the topics at the end that I wanted to get to involving a doctor's report, actually, so it's separate from me.
Okay.
But,
got about a half an hour to go, so let's get going.
Right. I have great concern for that subject, as you've mentioned, Jeff.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
in my own body chemistry and such, I use myself as my own guinea pig. What I can say is I wear a mask. That's what I can say.
Whenever the spraying is going on.
I wear a mask outside almost all the time now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just the one, the Micron mask you get at the store, the hardware store?
Yes, right. You know, higher quality industrial.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have different ones for different times, I guess. But you can get a pretty decent one for about $8 or so, you know, to knock out. If you knock out a good percentage of it, you're going to help yourself out from what I'm seeing. And I will say on a personal level that I do note and detect a definite difference in mental functioning with by not breathing this stuff. I'll say that much.
A lot of people out there are saying, hear, hear, right now. They know. Yep.
Okay, so what happened then was I collected this material in the filters, and I went to work studying this filter material. I can't always exactly explain why I do things. I don't necessarily have a good answer for that that I can give you in terms of logic. Mm-hmm. But all I can say is I did it, and this is where I'm at. My work is independent. I have no network to support me. I'm simply putting what I find on the table out there. Everyone else can, you know, go about their ways to find out if it's true or not. People ask when they read this. Some people say, why didn't you just take it to a lab and get it identified? One of my main answers to that is that it is not the responsibility of individual citizens to be paying for laboratory analysis of environmental concerns or threats. It is not the responsibility of citizens to pay or perform those tests. That's a reason that I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing is making the evidence and information available to people. And my suggestion is, if they think that my work is of merit or of substance, that they take the results of their own tests conducted by themselves or other responsible people they trust and force those agencies, those public agencies, to conduct the tests for their welfare. We're paying those folks to do a job for us. They're the ones that need to do it.
Well said. We'll pause. Good luck, folks, but pick up that phone. Email on my homepage at rents.com. On the right side, you'll find all the major addresses and communication locations for congressmen, senators, and so forth. So use that. We shall continue in just a couple of minutes.
The world isn't what it used to be. Many of you work out of your own homes or have started your own businesses, and 9 to 5 barely exists anymore. We've got some information for you if you're having trouble or just flat out unable to get affordable health insurance. You know, because you're not part of a large company or because you run your own small business. The company's called Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee, and they specialize in affordable health insurance for the self-employed. Midwest knows how to work with business entrepreneurs and their families to find the right plan to fit their needs. Call Midwest today. Here's the number, 888-287-9093. That's 888-287-9093. It's a free call. They'll help folks just like you and me. You know, the self-employed non-9-to-5er types find affordable health insurance. Call Midwest right now, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday Central Standard Time at 888-287-9093. That's 888-287-9093. Call them right now.
Ray Morris is known by his friends as the Dust Doctor. That's because 10 years ago, Ray introduced the world's very best electrostatic air filter for people with dust problems in their home and who suffered from allergies as a result.
I was sick for 7 weeks. 2 weeks after we installed the Dust Doctor 100, my lungs were clear and I'm still doing fine.
The Dust Doctor 100's five-stage filter media is easily cleaned with a garden hose in less than 10 minutes a month, and it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. It's available in all standard filter sizes, and it's shipped with our money-back guarantee.
We've had the Dust Doctor 100 for 1 week now, and I can tell the difference in the dust. Plus, it seems like we can breathe better.
Get the doctor-recommended Dust Doctor 100 today.
It's wonderful. I can breathe better, and my house smells fresh. pressure.
To order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 1-866-PMI-ORDER. That's 1-866-PMI-ORDER. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Court Christie, CEO of Nevada Corporate Headquarters, and for over 12 years, I've been helping people just like you achieve their dreams of business and financial success. I've started and built two multi-million dollar companies. In addition, I've helped over 12,000 other people start and run their businesses more effectively and profitably and enjoy the benefits of business ownership. I've done this by taking the strategies and tactics from some of the greatest minds in big business and putting them to work for me. They've worked for me and they'll work for you too. I put together a series of guides called the Insider's Guides. Now, these guides outline the secret business strategies used by today's wealthiest people and companies. And for a limited time, I'm giving it away absolutely free. Simply call our toll-free number, 1-877-NCH-CORP. That's 1-877-624-2677 and get a copy of the Insider's Guide free. 1-877-NCH-CORP. Call now.
Men, let's get a little personal for a minute. I know you hate talking about this stuff, but here goes. Impotence. There, I said it. It was assumed that men lost their sex drive as they got older, but it doesn't have to be that way. Now you can fight loss of libido, decrease in muscle mass, and increased body fat with Recapture Male Vitality. This is a specially formulated supplement that restores your fading supply of testosterone, the hormone that makes a man a man. It's also got plenty of other powerful anti-aging supplements to help you keep the masculine power of your youth. Recapture reverses the effects of testosterone loss, including enhancing your sex drive, increasing your muscle strength, decreasing body fat, and generally making you feel healthier. Recapture Male Vitality is a completely safe, natural liquid that you spray in your mouth every day. Order a 2-month supply of Recapture Male Vitality today, just $54.95. Call toll-free 1-866-764-6733. 1-866-764-6733. Do you have pain in your elbows, knees, hips, and shoulders? Do you jog or exercise or suffer from arthritis or rheumatism? Now there's a new and exciting product that combines three potent ingredients to help you have a more pain-free and mobile life. NatureSeal Joint and Immune Complex can assist you in repairing and maintaining healthy joints. This product can lessen inflammation, lubricate joints, help rebuild cartilage, reduce healing time, and fight the pain of arthritis. The NatureSeal company has combined their potent all-natural colostrum with two more powerful joint protectors, MSM and glucosamine HCL. NatureSeal Joint and Immune Complex is ideal for active people. Remember, deterioration of the joints can happen at any age, so protect your family. Order NatureSeal Joint and Immune Complex today. It comes with a money-back guarantee. Call 866-PMI-ORDER. NatureSeal Joint and Immune Complex is $29.95 for a 30-day supply, or buy a 60-day supply for $59.95 and get a third bottle free. Call 1-866-PMI-ORDER today.
Carnicom, talking about chemtrails and just a few of the related issues that cause so many people not only physical discomfort and anguish, but maybe even worse that we're not sure about. But older people and immune-suppressed people and young people who have breathing and, well, any kind of bronchial or sinus issues that can be made worse in allergy season are at risk. Okay, Clifford, go ahead. I've got, again, about 6 or 7 emails here, and one person wanted to know, and we'll repeat this, Dr. Teller's paper is on your website on the left-hand side of your homepage in a PDF format, so if any of you want to study that for yourselves, have at it. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yes, and that link on the left is entitled Global Warming-Teller. That's the name of the link for it.
Got it.
Jeff, I will not continue doing physical testing forever. I'm probably in reaching close to the limit that I can with my resources.
And well, you might want to go over briefly our EPA, and it's on your website, how they for those who are not online, how they flat refused to do their sworn duty at taxpayer expense.
Absolutely. A physical sample, that was a fibrous material, and we talked about that at length one time, was sent to them by certified mail, and they simply refused to identify it. They held it for a year and a half without any action whatsoever, never acknowledged the existence of the physical material was sent to them. Mm-hmm. After a year and a half, put out a reply, something to the effect that it is not the policy of this office to identify unsolicited material, okay, and then return the material after a year and a half.
Yeah.
So I would like to describe this test that I have made so that people can continue with it or do as they see fit. And involving this filter material, I guess I see two significant actions here that have potential for further work beyond what I've done. The first is that I took this filter material, which had concentrated particulates and aerosols for 6 weeks, both an inside and outside filter. I think one of the key actions that was taken here that I hadn't done before, it's unfortunate, it takes me 3.5 years to do things sometimes, but it's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Put that filter into solution, basically. Took pieces of that filter and transferred the solid material collected in the filter into distilled water. And the reason for that, the motivation for that, is that most chemical reactions occur in solution. And so, if nothing else, there's at least a potential benefit of having a process whereby material can be collected in the solid filter over a period of time and then transferred into a solution form. And once it's in solution form, it's much more amenable to performing chemical tests and chemical reactions. Now, you know, I'm not going to speak for the labs and the jobs they're supposed to do. I'm talking about just getting things in our hands that we can bring to the EPA headquarters, bring to the state environmental labs and say, test this for me, please. We have good reason to believe that it needs to be tested. So that's the first part of this, is the material, and this is all described in the site in detail, but basically transferred into solution the particulate and solid material collected in the filter. The next step that has produced potentially interesting results, subject to further analysis, is I subjected those solutions to electrolysis. And I can't, that's the one I can't say exactly why I did it, I just did it. And I hooked up a lantern battery, 6 volts, with electrodes, tried different electrodes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing that appears at first. Looks like nothing is happening. But if you examine it closely and you allow adequate time in the end is about 2 days. It takes about 36 to 48 hours. There is a chemical reaction that takes place in this solution. And the reason I had to do it outside is I wanted to see whether there was any difference between my indoor environment and outdoor environment. In the end, there was not. Chemical reaction is that a precipitate is formed. I'm not a chemist either, just as I'm not a medical doctor, but I do the best I can. It certainly might take, in all the reading and chemistry books that I do, that precipitates in themselves are fairly interesting in the chemical world. It often signifies a fairly significant chemical reaction when you form a precipitate.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't happen readily, very easily, all over the place, unless you have the right things working together. So the fact that there was a precipitate was of interest. Then the nature of the precipitate is that it's white. Original form is white, and then it will turn color depending on the electrodes you use. I've tried to examine the influence of the electrodes. And I'm going to cut this short just because I know we don't have time to go in great detail, but over a 48-hour period, consistently in both indoor and outdoor filters, there will be a sizable amount of precipitate that will form within the solution.
Mm-hmm.
This precipitate is completely insoluble in water. That is one of its main characteristics that I would cite, completely insoluble in water. And I have done my work, the best that I can, to examine what is this precipitate. What would it logically be composed of? Does it fit? And does it pass all tests that I'm able to subject it to as a lay person? And that process of analysis includes the consideration of what's expected to be in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say there's a very interesting role that has been assumed, appears to have been assumed by sulfates in the air, which I really didn't really have any expectation of when I started this. But sulfates are actually one of the most sizable forms of pollution in the atmosphere that are known to be there. Sulfates are a result of incomplete combustion. And, you know, people have to go through my work and examine for themselves, but I have tried to, by the process of deduction, ask what are reasonable candidates as to this precipitate, based on what should be there, as well as what has been found from the EPA rainwater test of the five elements that I cited earlier. When I go through that, through a process of deduction, I end up with a series of candidates, which is subsequently reduced in number to a final candidate by my work as that of being barium sulfate. If it is true what I am stating, it is a very significant finding and method that places this in the hands of common citizens to present to their supposed responsible authorities to investigate the claims that are being made.
Okay. Pause right there on that note. Take a short break. Come right back. Our final segment with Clifford Chronicom in just a few minutes, and we'll try and duck an email or two in for you folks who have been writing in with very good questions.
Is there life elsewhere in the universe? Has humankind been visited by extraterrestrial life? Are secret societies pulling strings from behind the scenes? What ancient secrets lie just beneath the surface of human discovery? These and many other questions have been at the center of the Jeff Rentz program since 1994. Some have called this program a veritable audio time capsule of the modern age. If you would like to obtain a complete 18-page catalog listing all of the Jeff Rentz programs available now on audio cassette, send $2 along with your name and address to Watkins Audio, P.O. Box 5543, Central Point, Oregon 97502. That's P.O. Box 5543, Central Point, Oregon 97502. Or call 888-836-4670.
Millions of people who've never even stepped foot into a casino take a dangerous gamble every day. Living without health insurance, you just can't afford not to have it. But affordable insurance can be hard to find, particularly if you're a hardworking entrepreneur or if you're working for a company that doesn't offer benefits. Fortunately, the Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. Call today, 1-888-287-9093. More than likely, they have a plan that fits your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. After all, if you can't pay the premium, all the insurance in the world is useless. So call toll-free 1-888-287-9093 Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest for their affordable health insurance plans designed specifically for the self-employed. That toll-free number again is 1-888-287-9093. 888-287-9093. Coverage may not be available in all states.
Jeff Rentz continues in 60 seconds.
What do people who take Liverite say about Liverite?
Liverite has improved my energy level.
I tried a lot of things before I came to Liverite, and I think Liverite's given me a lot of energy. It's given me the ability to get through my days a lot more easily.
I do take Liverite. It's just amazing. A lot more energy.
I didn't have that much energy as I do now. I spent a lot of time on the sofa, and just after a couple weeks, you just start feeling like more back to yourself.
The liver is the body's main filter. Keep it clean from all those impurities in your diet and all that pollution you're inhaling with Liverite Liver Aid. Liverite is the all-natural dietary supplement that aids and supports liver function and helps cleanse your liver from impurities in your diet and environment. You can have better energy and a better quality of life. You'll find Liverite in the vitamin section of Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Genovese, Osco Savon, Albertsons, GNC, and other pharmacies. Or go to liverite.com. Liverite.
Okay, and right back with you. I'm Jeff Rentz with Clifford Carnicom, coast to coast and around the world on the internet side of things. Here's an email from Victoria, Australia, from David. Clifford has never scared me before, but he's managing it today. Down here in Victoria, we've been getting hammered for 4 days straight now. From Eric, Jeff, where are they getting all the chemicals now? It seems that they must have been storing this stuff up for a decade. If they are at Air Force bases, where are the ground tankers for all this stuff? Let's talk about that, Clifford, just for a minute or two. Not necessary to have endless storage tanks with liquid sitting around. It's not that kind of an issue.
Right. I wouldn't think so at all. You know, I'm not... I can't really take on all the logistical considerations in a short time here, but
this could be an additive, couldn't it, Cliff?
I've done one analysis, you know, that shows a logistical layout of dispersing materials, this type of thing.
Right.
Also, these aerosols are extremely fine. You know, you can look at the amount of mass that's involved in it. People can entertain their ideas of injection systems, this type of thing. I think I'd rather take that on a separate topic because I don't like to speculate on what I can't account for.
Sure.
But let's just say, I'll tell you, you know, number one, physically it is happening. So, you know, you can deny what you're seeing with your eyes, but there is a logistical operation that is taking place of the greatest mass magnitude systematically over this nation as well as the globe for several years now. And if we want to get the numbers on it and such, fine. But it is happening. And if you want to lay it all out, I'm sure we can work with it. I've done it some in the past, and it's on the site.
Sure.
But it is happening.
Okay.
So there's a point at which you have to, you can try and explain things, forever.
Yeah.
And also admit what you're seeing.
Yeah, well, there it is. The proof is in the chemtrail. It's an old expression.
Aerosols at the submicron level, tenth of a micron.
Yeah,
you can get a lot of dispersion with a small amount of mass.
And this could be, again, we don't know. It could be certainly somehow factored in, mixed in with the aircraft systems in terms of fuel and being coming out that way. These are such small, again, ingredients that you don't have to have them in their finished form on a ground tank situation and loaded onto an aircraft.
You know, absolutely, and that's why size is very important to identify. When you start talking tenth of a micron or so, you know, I'll just say that it's actually expected. It wouldn't be unusual at all. I expect dispersion through the fuel systems at that size range. Wouldn't
sure.
be surprised at all.
What causes sun dogs or rainbows around the sun from chemtrails? Are they using polymers by any chance?
Rings around the sun are caused by hexagonal columns of uniform size. That's what they're caused by. It's no accident that after you inject aerosols, presumably through a mechanical process of both development as well as formation as well as delivery, that you're talking about a uniform medium, a uniform material that's being delivered. Rings around the sun are formed by the existence of uniform crystals of hexagonal shape.
Okay. In the Ohio Valley, Ohio River Valley, we have calls Virgo, V-E-R-G-O, not sure of the spelling. That is, the rain starts coming down, but it doesn't reach the ground. We have high humidity levels here, so that is very strange.
We have it all the time here. In fact, this is, you know, tied in with the earlier discussions on drought. People should be concerned. I hope they do at some point get concerned. You know, I'm not a politician, but I sure hope this starts setting in at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if you're a farmer? It is very frequent that rain does not hit the ground here anymore. Look at the drought map that's up there. I've been watching that for the past month. It's on my site, tied in, National
mm-hmm,
Drought Map.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That drought is extending. We're in extreme drought in the whole Rocky Mountain states here, certainly Santa Fe. That drought over the last few weeks has extended to the west coast now. It used to be just touching San Diego area.
Right.
It's extended now further up along the coast on the west side. Also, it's extended further on the southeast shoreboard. And you got a good third, if not a half, of the nation now ensconced in a major or extreme drought.
Agreed. This is from Cal. Clifford is absolutely correct about the specific heat. Back in the 60s, an experiment was tried where carbon black, most likely powdered coal, was spread into a hurricane from the back of a cargo plane. carbon-absorbed sunlight and heated the storm to where it completely dissipated. That experiment was quickly put into the black budget weather control stuff. Whatever happened afterward, who knows? What would be the next thing with the hurricane? Perhaps it would reform in an even more vigorous form after application. Hard to know.
The tests are repeatedly showing and demonstrating the existence of especially barium aerosols in the atmosphere. One of the reasons that I have such great concern over the existence of this element in the atmosphere is by my research. I look in the books. I have a table of exposure limits, human exposure for air contaminants. If you look in that table, you will see barium listed on exact match with that of arsenic for concentration levels. It's a highly toxic substance.
Very good. Okay, go ahead with your presentation, Clifford. We have about 5 minutes left.
Thanks, Jeff. So I wanted to, you know, finish up that the work that I have done, by my work, passes all tests of deduction, logic, analysis, as well as a chemical test that I'm able to make as a layperson to attempt to identify this precipitate as best I'm able to, and all of those tests pass and are consistent with the identification of barium sulfate as the precipitate. The conclusion from that would be, it's not that there's barium sulfate in the air, because that doesn't make any sense. It's precipitation process that's important here. The conclusion from that is that one would surmise, then, that there would be a substantial number of barium ions within that solution, since ions act as the electrolyte. You have both sulfate and barium ions that would be proposed as being existing within that solution to form under electrolysis a precipitate. Mm-hmm. I only offer that to the public to take it from there and see what they lead to, but that is what my work leads me to. I had a fellow at a national laboratory that sent me an email. By the way, I want to extend my appreciation to him, mm-hmm. but from a very well-established national laboratory of the highest ranking that basically confirmed this method of electrolysis and said that he was deeply involved in the development of it in the 1980s at the National Laboratory of using electrolysis to examine apparently particulate matter in the air. So that's what the test finds. Now, when I was talking mm-hmm. about this doctor, I have an individual here that is a very good character that I know that told me the other day they went to their doctor to test for toxics in their system. Why? Because they were having memory problems, because they felt as though their mental functioning was impaired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tying this in with your earlier discussion.
Mm-hmm.
This was done with a medical doctor, MD, mm-hmm. a toxicologist.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor came back. This doctor knows nothing about this issue whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Came back to this individual and said, you have high levels of barium in your system.
Wow.
And was trying to understand why. That doctor is now learning purportedly very quickly about possibly why.
Well, there's a direct, irrefutable link then with barium and memory problems again.
And the last topic that I was hoping to discuss, I won't get to even begin to go into, but I want to mention that there is now another line of research that I am following. It is of a much broader scope. And I will simply say that I think it is now worthwhile to consider what I'd call planetary or cosmic considerations of this
mm-hmm.
phenomenon
mm-hmm.
Related to the determinations of a plasma state
right.
that I have identified earlier.
Yep.
I just won't have time to go into it properly, but suffice it to say that apparently a plasma envelope around a planet is very important and significant in the deflection of increased energy from the sun, and does serve as a protective barrier against the solar energy. And it is reasonable to pursue the line of research that asks whether this plasma state that has been developed around our atmosphere is in some way associated with the prospect of increased energy that our planet may be subject to in the future. And that's a very short introduction to a sort of a whole different topic worthy of discussion.
Your last comments on this, maybe two visits ago, about the plasma concept, which can be used apparently for all sorts of things when you have an active plasma up there, which would include potentially HARP and other such projects. was fascinating, and that program is in the archives, and all of you folks need to listen to that. So you're going to pursue that plasma issue further now.
I am involved with this, and I can say that I think it's worthwhile now for everyone to start examining the planetary data and cosmic data that's available. And your tie-in with earthquakes earlier is something I looked up last night. You have a 40% increase in the decade from 1990 to 2000 over the previous decade. I want to assemble all of the planetary data, cosmic data, and look for a justification and of these operations at a global or planetary level, since that obviously seems to be driving it at a deeper level. Mm-hmm. I would in no way refute or deny any of the previous investigations or analyses that I have done. They are all consistent with everything that I see at this stage. It's just a matter of what scope you're looking at this problem at.
Okay, we're just about out of time. I get emails fairly often asking how to get in touch with Clifford Kernicom. Clifford is so busy doing work for all of us that he has no public email at this time. Do you have a snail mail address that people can write to you? And again, with the caveat that you don't have much time.
Jeff, yeah, I'll give one email address at cec101@usa.com. That's fine. cec101@usa.com.
Okay, gang, you got it. cec101@usa.com. Clifford, thank you. I salute you, and I'm standing by to help, as always.
Thanks very much, Jeff. You're a great help, and I appreciate everything that you have done and are doing.
Very good. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. And thank you for being here tonight. We'll pause 21 hours, come back tomorrow night. Another remarkable program for you. See you in 21 hours.